على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue our class. As I said, after the Salah, سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه وأرضاه, he has been invited to the Church of Resurrections in Palestine when he opened Elia, which is Palestine, the old name for Palestine, call it Elia, Elia. And when he opened Bayt al-Maqdis, the Orshalim, Bayt al-Maqdis has been invited from the head of the Church of Resurrections. So the time of the Salah came, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he need to pray. So he consulted with the head of the church. He told him, you can pray in the church. Sayyidina Umar refused radiallahu anhu arda, and he went outside of the mosque half a mile, and he put his robe toward the Qibla in Al-Ka'bah, and he pray as-salah. Could be Salat al-Zuhr or Salat al-Asr. I am not sure, but it doesn't matter for us. From this meaning, the ulama open a question. We asked this yesterday. We are allowed to pray in the church or not? The ulama are divided to two groups. The first group of the ulama say, al-man'u mutlaqan. Absolutely prohibited. Either you have pictures or not pictured, you are not allowed to pray in the church. And again, I say it exactly. We have to ask these scholars, why you said so? He said, because they have hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, al-malaku la yadukhulu bayt fihi kalbun aw sura. Al-malak la yadukhulu bayt fihi kalbun aw sura. And this is exactly located in the first page with you, in number two. Number two, Sayyidina Talha, radiallahu anhu arda, look at this. Number two, Talha reported the Prophet as saying, the angel, do not enter a house which contains a dog or pictures. Who is narrating this? Tell me. You have the page. Who narrated? Talha. Reported where? Reported many, أخي, don't sleep with me, يرحمك الله. Reported where? The angel do not enter a house which contain a dog or picture. And my question to you need the angel to be in your house or not?
Yes.
Who gonna testify for your salah? Because the angel will report. Kataba, the reporter. Those who record all your deeds by angel. So if you have any one of this, we'll never have any angel. And if the angel will not gonna be Yashik Lutf Allah, the angel escaped from the house, who will replace him?
Are there any angels on our both shoulders?
We have one on the right, one on the left side. The one he records the good deeds in the right side, and the one he record the evil deeds in the left side. So they never leave you 24 hours.
So then what angels you are talking about, that coming from outside, which angel is that?
Yeah.
If the dog is inside the house, you're saying the angels will not
come. Will never enter. Will never enter. That means only if you pray in your house, if you make zikr, if you read the Quran, you're never going to be in the book. Because they cannot be in this place.
I cannot see the unseen.
I just tell you from outer, but detail I don't know, because I know you are very sharp.
That's a legitimate question.
Yes.
If I am doing Salah, Zikr, whatever, reciting Quran, so my right shoulder angel is supposed to record that.
He is not going to record it.
Why not?
I ask Allah subhanahu and his messengers. Simple question, not me.
Sorry, I just have a simple question. The pictures, this is nowadays, we all have pictures at home.
I'm coming to it.
Okay.
Please, actually, if you have important question, ask me, because if you start asking me, you take me to a different direction, and then I will waste my time, and my beloved brother, Kiba, he will be getting mad because he need to finish the class. Can we wait until have a patient to until the end of the class? I give you a few minutes to ask. Right. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he refused to pray in the church, because the church at that time has pictures of Jesus, whatever is, and idols of Mary, you know, even Tardet, the idols of Mary, the idol of Subhanallah, of Jesus, you will find it in every single, and plus the cross. Right. So the ulama, first group of ulama, I said, based on that, either you have picture or not have picture in the church, you are not allowed to pray in the church at all. And this is absolutely prohibited for this first group of ulama. Who this? Al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah, one of the three great imam. Second group of ulama, they said, no, it is makruh. It is makruh. Makruh is mean dislike it, undesirable. And who lead this group? Imam Ibn Qudama, rahimahullah, Al-Hasan, the grandson of the Prophet ﷺ, the son of Ali, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the fifth Khalifa, Al-Imam Al-Sha'abi, Al-Imam Al-Awza'i, one of the two great Imam exactly in the Sunnah, to describe the Sunnah for us. They said it is not haram, it is undesirable to pray in any church as a pictures. But your salah, if you pray, the salah is right, but your deed will be reduced because you violate in the sunnah. Is that clear? Aye. The first group of ulama also, they say, angel cannot be in this place, so it's not allowed to pray in the church or in a house as a picture or dog, as we describe it in number 2 in the page. Hadith al-Bukhari wa Muslim, Sayyidina Talha. Number 2, they say, it is the place also the church built it for what? For shirk. For worship. Worship anything beside Allah. They worship Jesus. They worship their priests. You know, they worship the priests. They believe, you know, above in Rome. Oh, billions of people all over the world, they believe that he has a connection with Allah. He received from Allah inspiration, and that's why they kiss his hand, they kneel under his feet, because he is representing the God in the earth after Jesus, this Bob. And if you look at his hand, the bottom of the hand, the diamonds, fancy clothes with gold, and so on and so on. And that's what, we don't have any business with that. Aye. Number 3, the first group, they said, not allowed to pray in a church in any condition. Because they said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he opened Mecca, he entered the Kaaba. Inside, you know, the Kaaba, they have a door. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the door and he found the idols and picture there. He did not leave it until he ordered the Sahaba to take everything from the Kaaba and demolish it, in order, because he pray inside the Kaaba sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he did not pray while the picture is there, while the idol is there. And the brother, the respected brother, he asked, there is two difference between idols and pictures. Both of them are the same. Idol representing something Allah created, such as a human, animal, bird, complete animal, complete human, complete bird, because this is Islam came to defeat all the idols and anything has a ruh, to worship it. Because people, they take it to worship it. Find the people in a church, stand up in the front of the idol of Mary or Jesus and pray. They ask him, he cannot answer them. Also the pictures, and we're going to have the second hadith inshallah to show you it's a picture, it's not only idols. The number 7 in the page, inshallah ta'ala. So the Prophet, what did he do before he prayed inside the Kaaba? What did he do? He ordered the Sahaba to do what? Everything outside and break it. He could pray. Right. From this meaning, I like to share with you number 6. I will start actually from the bottom. Number 6 in the page. You have it with you, the hadith. حدثنا أبو هريرة قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتاني جبريل عليه السلام فقال لي أتيتك البارحة فلم يمنعني أن أكون دخلت إلا أنه كان على الباب تماثيل وكان في البيت قرام ستر فيه تماثيل وكان في البيت كلب فمر برأس التمثال الذي في البيت يقطع فيصير كهيئة الشجرة ومر بالستر فليقطع فليجعل منه وسادتين منبوذتين تواطاني ومر بالكلب فيخرج ففعل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وإذا الكلب لحسن أو حسين كان تحت نضد لهم فأمر به فأخرج أمر به فأخرج قال أبو داود والنض شيء توضع عليه الثياب شبه السرير. Translations. That's why أرحمك الله. All the time I know how I read English. I know. Alhamdulillah. I used to work in the government for 28 years. But it's too much for me. So if somebody would help me, it will be great. Inshallah in our class. And I know, I'm sure 90% of you are very educated. But nobody like to take this responsibility. Number 6. Babu of Suwar. Chapter images. Here, brother. Your answer here. Images. Narrated Abu Huraira. The Messenger of Allah said, Jibreel came to me and said, I came to you last night and was prevented from entering. He was prevented. Who prevented that, Jibreel? Allah, the angel cannot do anything except with the order from Allah. So he said here in the translation, and was prevented from entering assembly because there were images. Akhi, what images is? This is idol or pictures? Pictures. Images. Okay. Images where? At the door. At the door, before he entered the room of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was images at the door. Until today, that moment, the image was allowed for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to accept it, because there is no any wahi, no revelation, no wahi, no command from Allah. Then after that, continue at the door, second line, for there was a decorated curtain with images. What is the second thing that Jibreel, he did not enter the house? Because inside the room of the Prophet ﷺ was what? A curtain. It is not an idol here. What is have in the curtain? Images. It means picture of a bird. Indeed, it was Tawus. You know, the tall bird and has a beautiful colored wings, actually that's called a taus. For there was a decorated curtain with images on it in the house, here inside the house. That's number 2, made Jibreel not to enter it by the order of Allah also. And there was a dog in the house, or what, ya Sheikh Kiba? Inside the hood, the dog was what? Inside the house was what? A dog. And the Imam Malik said, Jirwa. Jirwa means small dog. Was under the bed of the Prophet ﷺ, belonging to who? Al-Hasan or Al-Husayn. We don't care. Because here the narrator, he said, belonging to Al-Hasan or Al-Husayn. The brother who asked, my daughter, she has a dog. Here is the answer. Line number 3. So order the head what he had that Jibreel told the messenger to solve this problem, to make solution for this problem, these three images at the door, curtain inside the hall, in the house, print, there is a print on the curtain, there is a bird, images also. And number three, what? A dog. Three things. How Jibreel inspired the Prophet ﷺ or guided the Prophet ﷺ to deal with these three? Here you go. So order the head of image of the images which in the house to be cut off so that it resemble the form of the of a tree. Resemble. It's like a tie. So what is that? There is the images inside the house. Jibreel told them to cut it off. It means take all the whole curtain from the window, which Aisha, she put it in the window to actually to cover the room of the Prophet ﷺ. Because people pass by, they are on the first floor, can see the Prophet inside. So she put the curtain, but the problem with the curtain, she has images of what? Bird. Cut it off and take it and use it as a cover for the pillow. You know the pillow which you sleep exactly? Cover it. Turn it to the other side and use it. Actually, don't throw it. Turn it in the other side. I mentioned that she keep us a day. Turn it in the other side and use it as a cover of the pillow. You understand? This is actually what exactly. Or to cut the head. Here is the situation to make a situation for that. I love, I put some, a bird in my house. Can I put it completely haram? So what we should do, come to the head of this bird, the hood of this animal, and cut it off, so you cannot have a complete, exactly, animal, because if you leave it as a complete, or hide it, as I made it in the goats, in the Eid, and I make a pictures, and I put it in the wall, some people, they took it out and they throw it. But if you look to the picture that time, I covered the face completely of the goat. Because I follow this. I follow this statement here. Okay. It's number one.
Is it a question I have? All right, that kakuz, the people come into the pray salah, and they have pictures
this is nothing wrong with this, because this is like logo. Sometimes you find actually the brother in the shirt has like a small bird, but you cannot describe the animal. It's like images, but you cannot. The problem if you have a complete animal and your eyes is eyes, ear is ear, horn is horn, body is body, legs is legs, that is haram. But if you find this is like a drawing, if it's not clearly described, you don't have to worry. Kaaba. Sometimes you bought like a mat to pray, and you bought it from Saudi Arabia, and you find the Kaaba, around the Kaaba is exactly, they draw like people, like actually around the Kaaba. If these people are not described well, to see the eyes is eyes, the ear is ear, the hand is his hand, there's nothing wrong with it. Leave it as it is. And you are allowed to pray in this place. Or you pray on it. Aye. Let's we go forward. What is the solution number two for the Prophet from Jibreel alayhi salam to the Prophet alayhi salam? What he said? Order number the third line, last word. Order the curtain to be cut up and made into two cushions spread out, on which people may tread. Do you understand what does that mean? Aye. Then what happened after that? And order the dog to be turned out. Order the dog to be, here's our situation here. Order the dog to be what? No. To keep it? No. It's haram. It's a small booby. What I have to do? Exactly, Sharia, we are the people, we live with the Sharia, with Islamic law. Without the Islamic law, we'll be crooked. And as I told you before, my son, he went intended to go and engage a girl. They told him, this house is a girl for marriage. And when he went over there and he knocked at the door, the mother of the girl, she opened because the father, he left his, exactly her mother. And she lived with her daughter and a different children. And when she opened the door, she carried a dog. And my son actually from outside door, he found the woman carried the dog. She told him, MashaAllah, enter. MashaAllah, enter. He told her, enter where? She told him, I said, enter the house. He said, exactly, you want me to enter the house and you carry dog? You are not trusted for me. Assalamu alaikum. He refused even to enter. If the mother, she has a dog, what are you inspecting for the daughter? She will have dozen of dog. If the mother have one dog, mother, she will have a dozen of dog. SubhanAllah. Anyway, this is actually what we reach. Hi. I need to take actually fast in 2-3 minutes. The number one in a beige. Ibn Umar said the Prophet ordered dogs to be killed. Allahu Akbar, Sheikh Lutfillah. Huh? Ibn Umar, where is the hadith first? Show me the number one. Where you located the hadith? Okay, what is the Umar Ibn Umar? The great scholar in Islam, Sheikh Ahmed. The Prophet ordered عن ابن عمر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر بقتل الكلاب إلا كلب صيد أو كلب غنم أو ماشية. ابن عمر said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered dogs to be killed except except what? Hunting dogs. You don't keep the hunting dogs inside the house. Okay. Or dogs used to used for looking after animals. If you need to secure your animal, you have goats, you are a farmer, you are so and so, and you have a lot of dogs, they have a lot of animals, goats, lamb, whatever, cow, they always buy dogs to secure it. If anybody strange come to the farm, he will attack him. So this is the purpose also, to keep the dog outside of the house. And the number, that's actually muttafaqun alayhi, agreed upon by all the scholar of the hadiths, include the Bukhari and Muslim. Number two, we read it before. Number three, chapter earning, seeking what is lawful. Section one, Jabir said, the God is messenger of forbid payment for dogs and cats. Allahu Akbar. Who is exactly Muslim translated way? Muslim. That's authentic, exactly Imam, great Muslim. And Jabir, Naha an saman al kalb wa sannur. Kalb dog. Sannur cat. What does that mean? That means you go to the shop of the animal shop and you pay for the dog or you pay for the cat. Cat. The Prophet prohibited. Not allowed to spend your money to buy a dog or cat, except again for the dogs to do what? The previous hadith give you more detail. Dogs for what?
Hunting
or what? Security. You are allowed to buy these dogs, but anyone to have a hobby, booby, I love it, it looks good, very nice, to pay price for the cat or it is not allowed. But if somebody gifted the cat for you, you are allowed to keep it inside the house because the Prophet, he has a hadith, is not here. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم اتركوها فإنها من الطوافات. Leave the cat because the cat is a lovely animal. Go between the tent, go between the houses. Doesn't cause any trouble for you. People spend a lot of money at Sheikh Kiba today to buy what? Dog food and what? Cat food. Pussy cat. The boosy cat and actually the bubu, they call it bubu, you understand, subhanAllah, is not allowed to pay your mind exactly if it's not for security. If it's not, the time is not enough for me. We'll continue tomorrow because the time is open. And Sheikh Lutfillah, start, look at me sharp, finish, because we get tired of you. I will agree with you, Sheikh, that's why I'm going to give you a break tomorrow, not to be here. in order to give you a break because you get tired from me for almost Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm with you. Plus the Jum'ah before, we get tired from this man. We need to come to the masjid and pray and leave. Masjid only for the salah. We get headache from this. We don't want to go for that. For that, only you go to the masjid for salah. Ask Allah to teach all of us and make all of us among those who listen and obey. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us among those who listen and obey. And ask Allah to make this class in our good deeds, inshallah ta'ala, and give us the benefit, inshallah.
Ameen.
I'm going to open the question if you have time to ask me the question related to this, inshallah. Go ahead.